Today on the hot seat, and it's been a busy day today, and we are speaking with Martin Long, who is the UCP MLA for West Yellowhead, but also the Parliamentary Secretary for Small Business and Tourism, another person making his hot seat debut. Mr. Long, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Kenny.
All right, so I guess one of the first questions that we have is that, you know what, it's that time of the year where we're doing a lot of year-enders, and when we think about 2020. I've been asking different people about highlights. Unfortunately, not a lot to really talk about in this one, but if there are a few of them, at least in terms of small business and tourism, is there any positives we can take out of 2020?
January and February, for a couple of things to start with, I had a lot of feedback, especially from tourism operators. It was resounding that January and February of 2020, they were getting excited. They were expecting that this would be a record year, actually, and then in their words, then COVID hit. So I think those are a couple things to highlight, that the government was making the right steps to create an investor atmosphere in our province that was going to encourage great numbers.
Yeah, and in saying that, though, even though the pandemic has gotten in the way, Martin, and it's made it tough on a lot of small businesses, too, but needless to say, and I think we can't stress this enough, for a lot of small businesses up here in the Peace and Mackenzie region that are obviously concerned, and I'm sure all over Alberta, just give us a little bit of a reminder that there are some supports that were announced very recently to help businesses keep the lights on, isn't there?
Absolutely. The Small and Medium Enterprise Relaunch Grant, actually, the original uptake was months ago, and the original criteria was a loss of 50% of their income, and then that was actually lowered because the original program was a $200 million program, and what we saw was about $65 million of that, and so government opted to relaunch that again. And they've actually now brought different criteria again. Businesses only need to show a loss of 30% of their income. And this new program will actually quadruple the amounts available up to $20,000 between the two programs, and for a total of $500 million being committed to government for small business.
Yeah, that's definitely a step in the right direction. And in saying that, though, and I kind of asked various ones about this because I know when it came to vaccines, Canada is having to rely on other countries for that. Do you think that, like, in terms of, like, Alberta and the spree and bringing the economy forward, do you think there's an opportunity that, and also for the healthcare as well, do you think there's an opportunity one day that vaccine production facilities could be right here in Alberta?
Wouldn't ever second guess anything happening in Alberta. We have some of the most brilliant minds and some of the most amazing risk takers on the globe in our province, and we are very quickly trying to move forward as government to make this an atmosphere where they can where we can have a thriving tech industry, where we can have artificial intelligence, medical technologies are all part of it. So, I think that Alberta will actually, like they have in so many other categories, end up being a global leader to that end as well.
Yeah, definitely. And also, Martin, we were talking about that, you know what, before COVID changed the world a little bit, you mentioned that Alberta, in terms of the economy and business, was off to a great start, and it looked like a rebound was on the way. So with that being said, what are some of the strong focuses on in 2021 that this department's going to be looking into?
Our minister, he is having meetings, conversations every which way, as I am as well. I think one of the main focuses across all government ministries is people giving us feedback to get government out of the way. I come from industry, right? I know the feedback that I've received from forestry and oil and gas and tourism as well. Government seems to create more hurdles in some cases than it removes, and that's something that we were adamant about coming into this term, was removing red tape and allowing businesses and industries to succeed. and that's going to be a huge push for us moving forward to unlock capital and investment, drive investor confidence by showing them that government wants them to succeed.
And also, and I know it's down south, a little bit far away from here, Calgary, getting a record amount of venture capitalism here. And, you know, some people will mention that, how does that help in the Peace region? But in all reality, the more successful that these companies are in that area could create employment in other parts of the province, can't it?
Absolutely. And that's something that we're seeing in my region as well. I'm just south of you in West Yellowhead. And the drive for employment in other parts of the region inevitably bears a positive effect on our region as well.
Yeah, and also another one too, because I was kind of interesting about this, is that there are some other industries, like I know talking with Minister Dreeshan not too long ago, he had mentioned that there's like some opportunities for people to get into well-paying jobs and get retrained for agriculture, for example. Could you see in 2021 maybe that expanding for some people who are maybe looking for a career shift who may want to obviously do that to increase their earnings and their skill set?
Yeah, absolutely. In agriculture, there's so many different avenues specifically, I know that one topic that I've been a part of is greenhouses expanding, and obviously falling under the agriculture and small business side of things. Actually, speaking about Minister Dreeshan, I came from forestry, and I need to give a shout-out. I talked to more forestry operators yesterday who are seeing $50 million capital investment in their facility between last year and this year. And a lot of that is based on them having confidence in our government wanting them to succeed. And again, if I am allowed to give a huge shout out to Minister Dreeshan for his efforts to that end.
Yeah, he joins the hot seat every once in a while, so definitely okay with that. And that's that. Now, whenever, Martin, I got to admit that whenever I have people on the hot seat, I always like to ask them a personal question. So in your case, you're also in a very much a rural area like we are. And I got to ask, so how do you, when you're not working, how do you enjoy your spare time?
Well, I'm fortunate to have a beautiful family at home. My wife is actually a high school teacher, and we are the proud parents of 22-month-old twins.
Oh, wow.
So when I do occasionally have a few minutes of spare time, I try to be a dad for a few minutes and try to relieve my wife of some of the burden that she takes on as a teacher and a mom with a husband in politics being away a lot of hours. So that brings reality back to my situation.
Twins, are they identical?
No, a boy, girl, actually. And, both of them, thankfully, have their mom's good looks and and a lot of her determination and personality as well.
Well, that might be, so that would be a good mix. Well, Martin Long, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on the hot seat.
Hey, Kenny, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is Martin Long. He is the MLA for West Yellowhead and also the Parliamentary Secretary for Small Business and Tourism, and this is The Hot Seat.